Now, while you're standing, I wonder tonight how many of you will be real honest with me. And you'll raise your hand and say, Brother Johnson, I'll do whatever the Lord wants me to do in the rest of this service tonight. Let's pray God will use us, will you? I'm going to take you tonight into the Word of the Lord again. I don't know how close I have stayed to your theme. I think maybe I've at least stayed in the shadows of sin and the light. But I'm going to the book of Romans tonight, the first chapter. And I have nothing profound to preach to you tonight. I'm just going to haul off and preach an old-time apostolic sermon. Hallelujah. I'm not here to try to impress you that I'm preaching hell. Because I've been here for a camp meeting and back for three nights, and if you don't know it by now, that I can't, you're dumb. But I want to do what I can to be a blessing in this service tonight. I am a debtor. Romans 1:14. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. There are three words in that 16th verse that I want you to notice tonight. The first one is the word gospel. The second is the word power. The third is the word salvation. Now, if you're here tonight and do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and have not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the message that I preach, if you will obey it, it will bring blessings to your life that you can't even imagine. If you're here and you have been filled with the Holy Ghost and have been baptized in Jesus' name. I trust that this sermon will make you to appreciate what you've got. Do you know you can have something so long until you get to the place you don't really appreciate it like you ought to? It can become so common to you that you just take it for granted. I remember about 3 years ago we had what was known in our area as the hippie revival. We had a bunch of hippies come and pray through. They've made good saints. In fact, one of them married my daughter. He better be a good one. And they're out preaching a revival right now. We had our hippie revival, and friend, I want you to know they were wild and woolly. You couldn't sing Yankee Doodle unless they was up shouting. Anything you'd do, they'd worship God some way or other. You could sing Amazing Grace and they'd shout all over the place. And if you got anything any faster than that, you didn't have to say stand up, they just stood. And I noticed our older saints, they got embarrassed, so they'd stand too. That's why they got tired. So some of them came to me and said, Brother Johnson said, isn't there some way that you can kind of quiet them down a little bit? And I said, I'm not fixing to. They'll watch you old folks and they'll settle down. Amen. And they have. I mean, you have it for a little while and then it gets common to you. But I would to God tonight that the Lord had helped me for about the next 45 minutes or an hour, more or less. And let me refresh to you what you got when you got your experience with God. Hallelujah. And if I can do it like I feel it, some of you might as well get your shouting shoes on right now. Hallelujah. Or get your handkerchief out, because it'll make you shout or cry one or the other. And this is my last chance to turn the gas on and get you on fire. So you're either going to burn tonight or I'm going to leave you laying on the grave, one or the other. But the Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But when you begin to dig into what this gospel really entails, you come into a magnificent view of God. The word gospel means good news. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't have a sob story to tell you. You pick up your newspaper, and I've got to where really it
them to read. I'm too dumb. I can't figure it out. Brother Price, for the life of me, I can't see how we, the richest nation in the world, can go $70 billion more in the red when we're already hundreds of billions of dollars in the red. Where in the world are we getting the money to go in the red with? Who are we borrowing it from? See, I can't figure it out, so it depresses me, because my bank account don't work that way. Friend, when it gets red, it's red. And they stop it. And I get a letter in the mail and say, that's all she wrote. Make this good. And it costs you $5 to make it good. I read about the balance. Sister Parks told today about this girl that got pinned in under that car, cried for a man that was walking his dog to stop and help her, and he said, I don't want to mess with you. I don't want to get involved. That depresses me. Amen. Got the word nowadays about the only thing I like to read, Dan Landers. You at least get a laugh out of her every once in a while. Can't read the horoscopes because they're crazy. Got up one Sunday and looked in mine just to see what it looked like. You know what they told me? They said, be quiet today. How in the world is a preacher going to be quiet on Sunday? The praise is a festival. So you have to leave that mess alone, because that falls right in line with Ouija boards, witchcraft, and all the other mess. Hallelujah. So about the only place I know to get some good news is to go to the Word of the Lord and start preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, we talk a lot about the gospel. The gospel, of course, we know, and nearly any denomination will agree, that the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we talk a lot about that old rugged cross out yonder on the hill. Let me tell you something. The good news is not in the old rugged cross. The good news is in the man called Jesus. On the old rugged cross. Hallelujah! The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That's the good news. Hallelujah. Paul said, I want to go to Rome. They said, what do you want to go to Rome for? Man, that's a bunch of heathen up there. They don't believe in God. I said, boy, you won't fit up there. You're a misfit. He said, that's all right. I'm not ashamed of the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's the same good news everywhere you go. I got a call a few days ago to go preach a youth convention. I don't know what they want me for a youth convention for, hobbling around on cane, gray-headed as a goose. But they want me to preach a youth convention up in the east coast of Canada, way up down to somewhere. I don't even know what the name of the place is. I can't think of it now. But I never have been up there. I've been on the west coast of Canada, but I've never been on the east coast of Canada. So they told me that the different preachers had preached there, Brother Urson, Brother Kenny, and various ones had gone and preached there. And And so I decided, well, I better call one of them and see what they like up there. So I almost picked up the phone to call one of those preachers, and all of a sudden, Brother Martin, it dawned on me, what's the use of wasting your money? You ain't gonna change no way. You're going to preach up there just like you preach in Texas, just like you preach in California, just like you preach everywhere else. Yeah. You're going to scream and holler and rope and stomp and get hoarse and talk in tongues and preach Jesus' name and repentance against sin. You're going to preach the same gospel. So what's the use in trying to figure out what they like?
Right.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, these folks that are going to Zaire in Africa, it's going to be the same gospel there. Those that are going to Sumatra there, it's the same gospel there. And wherever we preach it, it's the same good news. There was a Jesus that died for the sins of the world. And then the next bit of good news was that he was buried. A like figure which portrayed our baptism in his glorious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said we're baptized because Jesus left us an example by being baptized. I don't no more believe that than I believe that I can fly a jet plane. Jesus wasn't baptized to leave us an example of baptism. Jesus was baptized because he was fixing to enter into the priesthood of our high priest. Hallelujah to God. And Bible teachers tell me, I'm not much Bible teacher, I'm just a screamer and a holler. But they tell me that the priest to enter into the high priesthood had to be baptized at 30 years old. And Jesus was fixing to become our high priest. Hallelujah. He was performing and finishing and fulfilling the Old Testament to bring about the good news of the new birth of the New Testament. Hallelujah to God. His death was for our baptism. His death, his burial, was symbolic of our baptism because we are baptized with him, are buried with him in baptism. That's good news. Glory. What's the good news about being buried? Because you get resurrected. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's the only way you'll ever know the thrill of resurrection is to get buried. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody said that's the fun of a married couple having a fuss is to get to make up. Hallelujah. The fun of being buried is to get resurrected. So there's good news in a burial. I want to tell you, Brother Martin, my Jesus hung on a cross and he got buried. But then there was a resurrection. Oh, glory. The gospel. The death. The burial and the resurrection. Some time ago, I was talking with a young man in the city of Dallas. There has been a revival of the occult religions there in the Dallas area. We have Shintoism, and we have Buddhism, and what these guys that cut their hair in a little bit and dances out in the street, and Krishna. We're having a revival of that. And all kind of these Far East occults. And I was talking with one of the young men. And he said Jesus was just like these other men. Said he was a good man. And he was a prophet. I said, okay, I'll buy that. He was a good man. He was a prophet. But I said, let's get one more test. Let's see if we can find any difference in them. You go to the graveyard and you'll find Buddha's old fat body laying there. You go to the graveyard and Confucius is laying there. You go to any of the rest of these religious philosophers, and they're still in the grave, and it's made a shrine. But friends, you go to the tomb in Jerusalem, and my Jesus is not there. Hallelujah! 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 I'm going to be Pentecostal tonight from end to end. Hallelujah! The angel came and stood by them as they looked into the mouth of that tomb and said, why seek ye the living among the dead? And don't look for Christ in a graveyard. Look for him where the action is. Look for him where something's going on, because he's not in a graveyard. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I bought a book out there today, something about the Pentecostals. Yesterday I bought it, and I read a little bit of it today. And it said one of the most fascinating things about the Pentecostals, and the reason that they're growing so fast, is because that's where the action is. That's where the action is. Who wants to go to a church where they just sit like a bunch of knots on a deal pickle? Who wants to go to a church that they can't get into service? And it's a one-man show. You listen to me tonight, Pentecostals. One of the greatest privileges you have is to participate in a service. To clap your hands. To praise the Lord. To lift your hands. To shout the aloud. To worship God. And not be bound by some religious tradition. Hallelujah. Whoa.
Let us have it. And it is a grouchy mood. It's a guy, man, they belong.
few of us kids have followed and want to get one of those pieces of ice to suck on. Hallelujah. But you know what? In that little old town, Oakdale, Louisiana, where I was raised, they had fire trucks. And you know they had to pass a law that you couldn't follow the fire truck? Because, brother, when that old whistle went off at the top of that fire tower, or water tower, everybody that had something to travel with took off. Bicycles, horses, some old A model, Model T or something or other, but they'd take off after that fire wagon. And by the time the fire wagon got there, there's many people that couldn't even put out the fire. Nobody wanted the ice wagon, but everybody wanted to go where the fire was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you how to get your church to growing. You just get you a fire going and keep pouring the wood on it. Keep pouring the coal on it. Hallelujah. Because people want to go where the fire is. They don't go just to watch it burn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, there's something exciting about a resurrection. There's nothing exciting about a graveyard, but the exciting about a resurrection. Now then, let's move to my second word. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, of the good news, of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For it is the power. Everybody say power. Everybody say power. Everybody say power. Everybody say power. Say it like Pentecostals. Why didn't you do that a while ago? Oh, you Pentecostal people make us preachers do some ridiculous things. Y'all make us stand up for 15 minutes. I didn't time you, brother. I just can't get it. Let me tell you something, folks. My God shall, the gospel of Christ is the power. The power. The power. Hallelujah to God. Man, when I tell you to say power, don't you say power. You take power! Get with it! If some of y'all would do what you feel like doing now, you'd take off like a scared rabbit around here.
Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout. unto the Lord for the worship of the same Bible says, the worship of the Lord is the name. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Lord, have mercy. Greek. In fact, I don't know nothing about Greek. Sometimes English is Greek to me. And I know nothing about Hebrew. But somebody told me one time that this word power comes from an original word, dunamis, which means dynamite. So if that be the case, let me read it like this. I am not ashamed of the good news of Jesus Christ, for it is the dynamite of God. You know, some people don't know much about dynamite. I got a job not too long after I got out of school working for a stump plant. A more sophisticated name is chemical plant, but around home it was stump plant. They hauled in old pine stumps and made rosin out of it and pine oil and all kinds of stuff like that. But I was working, and every Monday it was my job to go out in the woods and sell dynamite to these truckers that haul these stumps in. Well, I didn't know nothing about dynamite, except that it blowed up. So I went out there and I found this, my boss showed me this little cabin that was plumb full of dynamite. I was scared half to death. So after a while, boss left. He said, "Do you sell this to the truckers and make a deal of how many boxes of it they get?" So here come a truck. He backed up to the door. I said, "Yes, sir, can I help you? New man, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I want so many boxes of dynamite." I said, "Okay, get them." So that old trucker went over there. Hold my microphone for a minute. He went over there, grabbed one of those boxes of dynamite, and kind of walked over to his truck and took that in there. He felt like it froze. I was like, "Oh, we're going to blow up." He grabbed another one. I said, "Man, don't do that. And you blow a sky high. This place is full of dynamite." He said, "Don't worry." And he took another box and threw it. He said, "Your danger's not right here. It's when you put the cap in it. And then you do something to jar that cap." He said, "Then's when you get to blow up." Glory to God. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to tell you something. When you get this thing all together, you got an explosion in your head. I said, when you get it together, you got an explosion on your head. Whether they put that cap in that stick of dynamite and tap that thing a little bit, or put a fuse to it, and whoom, that's an explosion. Somebody said, "How come you Pentecostals are so emotional?" Because we are dynamite packed. We got the gospel, and it's God's dynamite. Hallelujah. And have you ever heard an unemotional explosion? Oh. Man is out. They wanted to be running to the door. What would happen? Oh, did they blow the thing up? The atomic bomb or something? What happened? Did we slide into the ocean? This must be that earthquake that it's I'd lose my audience. There'd be some emotion if there was an explosion out there. But let me tell you something. When there is a Pentecostal explosion of God's dynamite, you can't have it unemotional. For me to walk over to Brother Martin and say, Brother Martin, I want you to explode, but I want you to do it quiet and don't let nobody know that. He can't do it. There is some emotion in an explosion. Something moves when there's an explosion. Brother, they'd take a little piece of that dynamite stick and they'd drill a little hole in the bottom of that stump and they'd put that thing in there and then they'd put and then they'd light a little fuse and brother, they'd back off and then, whoom! And that stump come out of that ground. It blowed it in pieces. Oh, brother, if we can ever get a glimpse of the power of this gospel that we preach, it will explode within us and it'll blow us into pieces. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There's something about it. You can't think about it. Without getting emotional. There's just something about it that'll stir up something within you and make you want to do something to release your worship to God.
Amen.
Even these microphones can't take it. I'll use all six of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want an explosion here tonight. I want an apostolic explosion. I want a gospel explosion. I want something that'll dig down into the depths of your soul and blow you sky until you feel the impact of the Spirit of God like you've never felt in your life. I got me a revelation of the day. I don't know how right it is, but it preaches good. On that scripture where it said, worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Somebody said, well, why aren't you shouting? Well, I don't feel the spirit. I got me a revelation. If I can't feel the Spirit, I'll shout about truth. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 I got to feel something before I can do anything. You don't have to. I might be ruining my ministry in California, but I'm blessing my soul tonight. Hallelujah. I said, you don't have to feel it. You don't feel God every time you clap your hands. You don't feel God every time you say, praise the Lord. You don't feel God every time you lift your hand. You don't feel God every time you sing a song. You do it as an act of worship, and then the feeling starts coming after you get the worship in God. When Israel marched around the walls of Jericho, oh, they got around that thing the seventh time on the seventh day, and they were supposed to start shouting. And one of them said, listen, hey, it's time to shout. And I don't feel like shouting. Glory. Well, shout for what you see.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing but walls and dust. Shout it out. Well, what have I got to shout about? Shout about what you know.
Yes.
Because the Lord has done told us
that when we got around this thing in the seventh round to blow the horns and shout and the walls would start coming down. I'm not shouting for what I feel. I'm not shouting for what I see. I'm shouting for what I know. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I've seen some Pentecostal people like a 747. It takes them a mile and a half to get off the ground. Dear God, the Lord wants us to be helicopters just to take straight off of. Praise the Lord. The gospel is the power. It's the dynamite of God that will blow us up in the spiritual emotionalism that will exalt us out of our depression.
Well, I said, I'm not the shouting kind. You don't know. Some of you ain't never tried. If you had tried, you might find out you was a shouting kind. You say, well, it's not all in the shout. I got sense enough to know that. You're not supposed to shout all the time. Sometimes you're supposed to squall. But I don't care whether the squall or shout, you're supposed to worship. You're supposed to do something. You're not supposed to come here setting up. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I come empty tonight. I want to get full. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to come full and pour it out and then get filled up again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Now then, this dynamite. And I don't know a nice way to say this. I've been trying to figure a nice way to say it. I said it in my church and didn't feel too many qualms about it, but out here in strange country, you kind of, you know, beat around the bush a little. But I can't find out no nice way to say it. This dynamite of God, the gospel, which is the power of the dynamite of God, will blow the devil out of you. I've noticed been said in the Bible that there's three purposes of tongues. One is the evidence of the Holy Ghost, one is the evidence of edification, and the other is for the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Brother, sometime when you get so full of this dynamite, it just comes out in another language and you just edify yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God, and I'm edified with you.
Right, right.
Hey, Lord! Glory! But I want to talk some words that you can understand. Because I want to instruct you a little more tonight. Glory! Say that even if they didn't think television was wrong, they wouldn't have one. If I was to say that, I'd be the biggest liar from Texas and California. If I didn't think they're wrong, Brother Price, and if they wasn't wrong, I'd probably have me one that would cover half of my den. And there ain't no use in y'all looking at me like a bunch of angels, because you probably would too. The only thing stopping you is the Holy Ghost. And if it ain't stopped you, nothing can. I slipped that one in good. But I used to love cowboys. And one of my favorites was Kessler. No, not Roy Rogers. He wasn't even in the book. There wasn't anybody as exciting as a Lone Ranger. I can still hear it, brother. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. To me. I never could figure it out. They would catch him over and over again. They'd put him in jail and everything else. That's right. I wonder how come they never did pull his mask off and see who he was. They had him in jail. They had him captured. I never could figure it out. Still hadn't figured it out. But one of the most exciting and thrilling times was when they'd catch him because they thought he was an outlaw because he wore a mask. And they'd put him in jail. And there the poor old Lone Ranger would be in jail. Laying on old bunk. Sun would go down and the night shadows would come. After a while, the old jailer would lean back in his chair and put his spurs up on the desk and, start snoring. But after a while, invariably, there was a little knock. Kimosabe. Thank you. it's been over 29 years. But I still remember Timo Savi. I don't have the slightest idea what it means. I may be cussing. I don't know. I just don't know what it means. But that's what Tom called the Lone Ranger. Somebody said they broke up because the Lone Ranger found out what it meant. Timo Savi. Tonto. Shh. I'll have you free. 1 minute. You could hear the grating of something on the old mortar of the jail. Stand back, Kimasabi. The Lone Ranger would back off to the other side of the cell. And after a while, I lit the fuse. Stand back. Boom! A hole blew in the wall. Kimasabi, come. Come. See what he's waiting. Lone Ranger crawls out the hole, gets on his horse, Silver. Hello, Silver! Hey! Let me tell you something, friend. One of these days and years go by, I was in the jailhouse of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bound in bondage to the ways of this world. Hallelujah. But God sent his love and knocked on my cell on the wall and said, I'm going to set you free. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to set you free. Hallelujah. And he put his love and compassion into the wall of my cell and the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ blew a hole in the wall of my cell. Hallelujah. And that love of God said, come on, son, there's a hole in the wall. Hallelujah. It wasn't silver, but it was the name of Jesus that was waiting for me. Hallelujah. It wasn't a horse. It was a spirit. Hallelujah. I jumped in that spirit. Hallelujah. And the name of Jesus. And I rode the freedom. Hallelujah. Because you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God that will blow you into emotion, that will blow the devil out of you, that will blow in the hole in the wall and set your spirit free. Serial of Okoreata in the Konamisha Palayata, or it can never only be shut or it's Dalabaha, on a Moshon, Iliki, or a Varia Solari. Il mondo san aliro cure ama sotto ieri me che tanta il sole vacco
right now. Just take me by faith. I'm not going to embarrass you.
I feel God wants to set some people free tonight. That's it. Just kind of fan out. You'd rather go this way, y'all go that way. Glory to God. God is fixing to blow a hole in the wall tonight and set some of you folks free. Standing up here tonight are some of the greatest men in the world. They're God's ordained preachers. Brethren, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to just make it where they can go between. Will you please form a line facing each other? Y'all form a line facing each other. Glory to God. Now listen, we don't have time to spend a lot of time with each individual. I want you to make up your mind what you want God to do for you tonight. God has blown a hole in the wall right down through the middle of these preachers tonight. And whatever you have need of, you can have it tonight as they lay their hands on you and pray for you. Hallelujah. 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 Does any of you preachers have some oil in your pocket? Brother Martin, you got some? Does anybody else got any oil in your pocket? We don't have to have it, but I'd like to. All right, there's a bottle there. Brother Price, would you mind going over here? And Brother, would you mind going over here? And as they start through the line, I want one preacher to anoint them with oil, the rest of them to just lay hands on them, and you just keep on walking. Keep on walking. You don't have to fall out. They don't have to knock you down. They don't have to shake you till your teeth rattles. Just a simple faith in God, and that dynamite will go off in your soul. The holes in the wall. The holes in the wall. The love of God, the gospel, blew a hole in the wall. And you can get on the Spirit named Jesus and ride to freedom tonight. If you have a need, if you have a need, I want you to just come and walk through there and let them anoint you with oil. And as you go through, believe God. Place up, Brother Ayers. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Just come on through. If you've got a need, come on through. You folks on this side, go through this line. You folks on this side.